up some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it.
I'm afraid that what we're about to do here to this esteemed chef is a war crime. Donnie Farrell is from Quality Crab and Oyster Bar. I love that, Donnie. I love the idea that we named an oyster bar. We gave an oyster bar title, Boston accent, Richard Roper. I don't know how they've done this.
I'm going to take the Wabugs there the next time Mark and Donnie are in town. Crazy bastards.
I bet the Wahlbergs have been to Quality Crab and Oyster Bar.
I've actually had lobster with them, so there you go.
That's at 1962 North Halsted Street in Chicago. Nice. And that's a great neighborhood. Yep. And there have been always a bunch of great restaurants on that little strip of Halsted Street. And now the idea here, Chef, at Quality Crab and Oyster Bar is that it's all seafood, or what goes on there?
We have a variety of things. It's pretty approachable if you don't like seafood. We have some things like ribs and fried chicken. Our burger's great. So it's not all seafood, but we do have, seafood flying in 6 days a week from both coasts. And, it's pretty much something for everybody.
You know, Chef, that brings to mind so many people who have been affected by this. You know, I don't think sometimes folks think about the source of the food, the great food that you have, and all the fishermen and, types like that who obviously aren't getting the same amount of work either. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty wild times. But we're making do, trying to get people at home some food and put some smiles on people's faces. Yes. So.
I want to say one thing. I have a little bit of inside information about how Let Us Entertain You, which is the company that owns this, does their seafood procurement, and it is an unbelievable story. Mm. But I will tell you this. I know you're going to go to a lot of places and whether it's in Chicago or a lot of other towns, you are always going to get the best seafood at a Let Us Entertain You restaurant because they've got a secret. They have a secret to how they get it, and it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's great for the quality and the price. Okay, now, here we go. We're going to get you ready for your Easter brunch, and the chef's going to help you with that. But first, we got to play Stump the Chef. And honest to God, Chef, I don't know how the hell you're going to get around this. But here we go. We're gonna give it a shot. John is our contestant, and John's winning a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Order online at loumalnati's.com or Lou Malnati's app for a curbside pickup and no contact delivery. All right, John, what are your three ingredients on Stump the Chef?
Well, hello, Chef, and sorry, Chef, but at least they're seafood. herring packed in horseradish cream sauce.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Long grain and black bean ready rice.
Okay.
And grape jelly.
Oh, God's sake. All right. On Holy Week, oh, my God, John, why would you do that?
I think that was in the pilot of Fear Factor, and no one would eat it.
Well, if it was easy, anybody could do it.
That's true. All right, Donnie, you're up.
All right, John. So I got a couple questions. Do you have any fresh vegetables? Carrot, celery, onion, garlic, or anything like that?
Actually, right now, no.
You don't have any vegetables?
John? I got some frozen stuff.
Okay, that works. What do you have frozen?
Diced onions, bell pepper strips, cauliflower.
Wait a winner here. Go ahead. Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chef.
Do you have any tomato paste or tomatoes or canned tomatoes?
That I do.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have any egg or flour or breadcrumbs?
All of the above.
Nice. Great. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to make some fried rice balls. And we're going to mix the fish into it, and we're going to make a sauce out of the leftover horseradish cream sauce and the grape jelly. Mm. And that's going to be your dipping sauce.
Okay. That's a smart, smart, wise move.
I know what you're thinking.
So, do you just want me to talk you through this, or what do you think?
All right. Yeah. No. Go ahead. Let's just run through. He's going to take notes now.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, basically, you're just get salt, you know, you take your onion, and you said you had some bell pepper. You can saute that in a touch of oil. And then when that's cooked and soft, you don't want to, like, cook it too hot. Just gently cook it to soften it. And you're going to add that to your, however you cook the rice, probably just add water to the rice and beans, and that's ready to go. So you're just going to mix those two together. The herring is going to be probably the first thing you want to start with, but you have to soak it in some water for 2 hours. Then you're going to take it out of the water and boil it until it's like real, you know, there's a ton of salt in those things. So you want to get some of that salt out so it's not, doesn't take over the rest of the dish.
And now you boil it, you put it in water for 2 hours, you boil it for 3 days. Is that what you do? How do you do that?
Yeah, pretty much. You can probably just 5-10 minutes is okay. Not a problem. But save that liquid from the canned fish. We're going to need that later. So you have your soaked and boiled fish, strained, and you're going to try and flake it up and add that to the cooked rice and vegetable mixture. And if you have any, you know, dried spices, I would say like a touch of cumin and coriander would be great in there. But if you don't have that, you can do some oregano and some thyme or rosemary just to brighten that up a little bit. And you're going to form those into like golf ball sized balls. And you're going to take flour, your eggs, you can mix a touch of water in, just to like whisk a touch of water in there. So it's like, scrambled eggs.
The full egg.
Yeah,
whole egg. With the yolk. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
I don't even know why I'm asking this question. Yeah, go ahead.
It's okay.
And I'm never going to do this recipe.
You'll keep them in three separate containers. You take the balls, first start in your flour, then to your egg mixture, and then coat it into your breadcrumbs. And if you have oil, you can pan fry them. If not, you can just throw them in the oven until they're crispy, 15, 20 minutes at 350. And so there's your balls.
Take that, John. Like, there's your balls. All right. Now, what are we doing? All right, we got just a couple seconds left here. What are you going to do with the sauce?
So the sauce, you're going to take the leftover sauce in the can, put it in a pan, add a little touch of the grape jelly to sweeten it up, and you're just going to cook it out. So you're cooking that residual flavor out, so it's not just, you know, raw juice water. So you cook that down a touch, add the jelly, mix it together, and that's your dipping sauce. It should come together nicely. The horseradish, the heat from the horseradish and the sweetness from the jelly will be good.
Okay. All right. Well, you did it. It's herring balls and grape jelly. I think that's I don't think you're going to put that on the menu.
Herring balls and grape jelly. That was a Pink Floyd song in 1971. B-side of Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, God. Donnie Farrell is the chef at Quality Crab and Oyster Bar on Halsted in Chicago, 1962 North Halsted. I'm going to tell you something, chef. Do not. Just a little piece of advice. Don't put it on the menu. All right, let's talk about Easter, because this is important. Lettuce has got this great idea. You are going to be able to pick up these boxes and kits, and this is my favorite part, cocktail kits. Mm. For Easter. So if you want to make a Bloody Mary or a mimosa, you get a cocktail kit for that. And then all these restaurants, there's, what, like 20 restaurants of lettuce that are taking part in this, from Beatrix, RJ Grunt's, Summer House, Halsted Street, Stella Barra, Bub City, Quality Crab and Oyster, Bah, you guys are doing it, Shaw's, Antico Pasto in Oakbrook, and then in Northbrook, Di Pescara. So anywhere in the region, you will be able to order this stuff in, and people just got to go to leye.com, right?
Nice. That's it.
Yeah.
Pick the restaurant that you want. We have our limited menus that we're doing for the quarantine, and then you can pick your kits, and there's pretty much something for everybody throughout the different restaurants that we have.
Got it. And Easter's taken care of. All right, chef, you did a great job. You deserve some sort of a something. I'm not quite sure. I don't. If you can get a James Beard for making something out of crap, then you just won it. There you go. That's the way it happens. Chef Donnie Farrell from Quality Crab and Oyster Bar.